Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. Singapore's plans to be the world's first smart nation is already well underway, along with holding the top spot in the world on the Network Readiness Index. Having the fastest connection speed globally makes Singapore a prime spot for digital businesses to prosper.
Now, data gathered from indoor positioning platforms can become the foundation that gives businesses a usable, accurate insights that correlate personnel habits and interactions with the environment and the location of assets as well. So what might be the potential of indoor positioning for industries? Well, the wealth of data that indoor positioning solutions will be the baseline in the future that supports many industries. According to Louis Can Lee, co-founder and head of accounts and engagement, Vietic.
And he joins us today to talk about the challenges in building Viatic's IoT hardware startup and the limitations and breakthroughs of working with Bluetooth technology. Known as the Bluetooth Boys, Lewis and his co-founders are pushing the technology boundaries and real-life applications in IoT hardware. Thanks for agreeing to do this, Lewis. Welcome to Money FM 89.3. First up, tell us the impetus for Viatic. Why did you enter this particular space?
Let me just start off with just understanding a quick question, right? How many of you here think that by turning on your Bluetooth actually drains a lot of your battery?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Actually, it's not
I'm a tech
spaz.
It's
okay.
Not true.
It's not true.
Okay.
So that is just a fun fact,
okay.
Right? Turning on your Wi-Fi actually drains your battery a lot
more
faster.
Than Bluetooth.
More than Bluetooth.
More than Bluetooth.
Okay.
We do a lot of work at Viatic in the Bluetooth spectrum, and specifically from Bluetooth 4.0 onwards, it is Bluetooth low energy. So Bluetooth low energy gives a lot of other possibilities, from the tracking and tracing of assets and even the controlling of other IoT devices like your lights and other things, which I'm pretty sure that you've experienced in your smart home applications.
My pet feeder.
Oh, yeah? So, but what got us into this space initially? We know that there's a lot of gaps between what constitutes data that matters and data that is actually supposed to help efficiency. So that the sweet spot between productivity and also efficiency lies in the fact of data that is accurate and stable. And we got into space quite early in 2014 by track and tracing of personnel. And we discovered that there's a lot of gaps between what people thought was necessary and what people needed when it's life or death situations. Mm. For instance,
because it's a bit invasive to think about tracking your personnel,
yeah,
right?
Right. But if you take a different lens and look at industries that operate within, I would say, dangerous areas like the mining industry, you want to know where specific people of interest are. Mm. And also, our engineers working within the subway tunnels, you want to know if they are in an area that's safe, if they're trained to go in there, and you want to react faster when something happens. So all these, if you weigh the pros of that, it is actually more than just trying to see where you are at this moment of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you explain to us what is indoor positioning tech and how else it can matter and its growing importance, obviously?
Right. So indoor positioning itself, rather let me just put it in a very quick statement, is the ability to know the exact location of where a person or asset is with accuracy. I think you will be very familiar with GPS and you literally see where you are outdoors. Now, what if you're indoors? That is the difficulty, because you always have jumping issues, your Grab can't find you, and stuff like that. Mm. Multiply this effect by a gazillion. You've got different basement levels, different rooms. Mm. And that, in a nutshell, is the reason and the rationale of why indoor positioning matters. And then also, if you extend this to use cases, knowing where sensitive assets are Is it supposed to be in this room? Especially when it's in sensitive production areas, you don't want.
And sensitive assets will pertain to personnel as well, obviously.
True.
Okay.
True. If he or she is not clear to go into a certain area.
Ooh, what you doing in there? Okay.
You want audit trails to actually log all these kind of movements, and to do it in stealth, and then for both audit purposes and also for safekeeping is what matters. So this is a large nutshell of what indoor positioning is and what it can do. We take a serious approach to this when it comes to fueling it for the right causes.
Mm.
For instance, the healthcare sector, especially for elderly care patients or dementia patients in aged care facilities.
Right.
This is a huge spot for us that we're concentrating on in 2019. And then specifically for the assets mobility space of where sensitive assets are, has it reached the distribution point, what level of it in the warehouse it is at.
Give us an example. We're not just talking about a $50 million diamond or something, right?
Yeah.
What might sensitive assets be?
Sure. You know, for instance, if you put gold bullion coins into a secured box, you want to know at exactly where it is right now in the vault, distributions warehouse, and who handled it.
Yeah.
At every part of the value chain. So by and large, this is a authenticity as a service kind of issue.
Mm-hmm. And how does it fit into the entire Singapore's smart nation push?
Two of the key pillars of smart nation initiatives encircles around security and healthcare. And then also transport, which is mobility. We concentrate in industry a lot. And I think to make a smart nation work, based on what I've seen across different countries that we've deployed the solutions at, I'm quite fortunate to say that Singapore is one of the luckiest ecosystem to actually propel a smart nation fully. Firstly, the government actually puts in a lot of effort, and we're very fortunate to have Enterprise Singapore support us thoroughly through different initiatives to actually bring us into the space and actually collaborate with certain companies to bring this value up that synergizes the entire adoption of this technology throughout. And specifically for the mobility side of things, you see a lot of movements from companies that do not know how to actually use this kind of technology to actually knowing how to see this as a value asset for their operations. And then, of course, for the healthcare side of things, it is because we are facing a silver generation, and this is why it suddenly became something that mattered to them right now.
These industries are really varied, the ones that you mentioned. We're speaking with Lewis Kent Lee, co-founder and head of accounts and engagement at Viatech. So how can the tech, you've talked about how it can be current, calibrated, connected, talk to us at how it helps in terms of specific needs?
So I think these three key pillars will always need to stay, because for it to stay current, let's take Bluetooth as an example. Right now, the advances of Bluetooth from what I opened with, you know, asking you guys whether or not you guys think that Bluetooth actually drains battery to things that it does right now. In order for technology to actually be used in any ecosystem, it has to be current. So we're fortunate that we're using something that constantly is in the forefront of changing things so much. Calibrated is where we need to know how to directly put it within a use case that befits that industry altogether. So this is done through some algorithms that we have that fits not only the healthcare side of things, but also specifically for the mobility side of things, be it personnel mobility or asset mobility. And then the last part would be the involvement of different stakeholders within the ecosystem itself. How is the government reacting to different collaboration policies, and how is bigger companies reacting with and also integrating with companies that open up as a service? So Singapore is very lucky to directly have all these three pillars covered in a very good way.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is the potential of the tech, given that it's still nascent?
You know, Grandview Research actually projects that by 2025, the Bluetooth beacons market is going to reach $58.7 billion, and Asia is set to be the fastest growing market among all. And with that said, if we break this down, real time location services is what we're dealing with, and this entire industry is about $10 billion, $12 billion worth, and we see Asia taking the cream off the crop of this one. So I see a great transition between people who do not know how to use this technology to the active knowledge of using this to actually get efficient readings and actually business value out of it. So within the next 5 years, this shift is going to impact a lot of businesses, not only just for track and trace business value, but also the other kinds of operational value to unlock.
How accessible is this tech now for, say, SMEs? And also, do they need to be tech savvy? At which stage of their business cycle should they adopt it?
I think you asked a very interesting question, partly because, you know, what we've talked about seems serious and actually quite difficult to implement all in all. Initially, when we first started out, we open up our technological layer as an algorithm for bigger companies to consume, like Samsung SDS or ST Engineering.
Just because they have the scope or the deep pockets?
Just because they have probably the right amount of resources to actually integrate this kind of algorithms into their technology specs, right? But when you look deeper, the ones that really need it, specifically the SMEs, how do we get to them? That's why we actually launched a SaaS platform called Jarvis, which is specifically...
Like an Iron Man?
We hope so, but it is a quick sort of, you know where your persons or assets of interest are in a hassle-free way without you needing to do any form of coding. It comes with a ready set of solutions and dashboards for you to concentrate on your operations, and you create zones that are relevant to your environment, and you start tagging persons of interest or assets immediately when you get it. So this is our sort of give back to the SMEs, because we are one of them, and this is how we start giving value to the ecosystem, because we want everybody who might not have the resources to do so to actually enjoy this ability to get some operational savings.
And because it's a SaaS, it's accessible to SMEs who don't have the deep pockets, obviously.
Yes.
Lewis Kent Lee, co-founder and head of accounts at Engagement Viatic. Thank you for joining us today, Lewis.
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.